This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Pets Allowed, brought to you by the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9.
Welcome to this week's edition of Pets Allowed on Joy 94.9. My name is Oz and I'm joined in the studio by our resident vet, Dr. Alan Bolton from the Frank Soundways Veterinary Clinic. Welcome to the program.
Hello. On a horrible day.
Horrible wet day. But we started it off with a bit upbeat, energy-driven track. It's got our blood pumping a little bit. It's going to be a good show. In fact, one moment, it's not coming through. But how's your week been, Alan?
My week's been good. Busy looking after my dogs and cats and working and in this terrible weather, which is really getting me down. But, it's been good.
All right. Now, does that sound familiar, Alan?
It does. That would be itchy and scratchy, wouldn't it?
That's correct. And we're not talking about the rivals on this week's program. We are talking about feeling itchy and scratchy. So if you've noticed that your cat or dog has excessively been itching, especially around their eyes, muzzle, ears or feet, if you've noticed red flaking and irritated patches of skin or even hair loss, this could all be because of a skin disorder.
It can. Skin disorders and allergies, which can be acute or chronic conditions, are among the most common pet health problems, making up 60% of vet consultations at our Frank Soundways Veterinary Clinic at certain times of the year.
That's huge.
It is. It's a big workload.
It is. And that's why we've decided to devote all of the program, well, pretty much all of the program this week, to discussing skin orders and how they're not actually skin deep. they can be quite serious.
Yeah, often they're a sign that there's something else going on inside.
So if you've got any questions for Dr. Alan Bolton, get in touch with us on Pets Allowed.
Pets Allowed. Have your say. Email now on air at joy.org.au.
Don't forget you can also SMS or text us on 0427-JOY949 or email on air at joy.org.au. Also coming up on the program today?
Well, as we said, we're going to troubleshoot some common skin and allergy questions, and we're going to have a look at a dog with a rare skin condition which we're currently treating at the vet clinic.
Currently at the North Melbourne shelter, we are waiving the fee of cats above 7 months. So we're going to be waiving the flag for these cats on the program.
And finally, we'll cross over to the North Melbourne shelter to meet a couple of the home's fine felines who are available for adoption.
I'm very excited about this live cross. It's with Sharon Elliott from our fundraising department.
This week's Pet of the Week.
Yes, it's that time of the week where we draw the curtains open on our Pet of the Week.
Yeah. Our pet of the week from a few weeks back, Ramses, has finally been adopted, we're very happy
yes.
to say. And following the success of recent adoption drives, for the entire month of April, the Lost Dogs Home North Melbourne Shelter will be waiving the adoption fee of $95 for all cats aged 6 months and over.
Now, joining us on the line from our Cat Adoption Centre to introduce to us to a couple of fabulous felines above 6 months is Sharon from our fundraising department. Welcome to Pets Allowed.
Hello, Oz. How are you?
We're well, thank you. How is it in the Cat Adoptions Centre?
It's very full. There's a lot of cats in here, a lot of very beautiful cats. So it's a very nice place to be if you like cats, but I'd rather they weren't here and that they were in a home somewhere getting what they deserve, lots of love.
Especially on a day like today where it's drizzly and cold outside, to snuggle up with a cat is my ideal day, personally.
Exactly. Perfect.
Now, you've got one particular furry friend right next to you at the moment.
We have. We've just got Tosca. He's just come out for a little wander around. He was a little bit shy to first come out, and now he's having a lovely time. He's a very large cat, so I think it's particularly nice for him to get out. He's had a bit of a scratch on his post. He's actually playing with my two children at the moment, Zoe and Zach, so I can vouch for him being child-friendly. He's a beautiful, he's big, he's fluffy, and he's cuddly, and he's just beautiful. Apart from that, it's probably a good thing, actually. He's not keen on dogs, otherwise I'd probably just take him home with me, because he's absolutely adorable.
And he's kind of middle-aged, isn't he? He's about 6 years old, so he should settle in pretty quickly.
He is, absolutely. And yeah, as I said, he was a little bit worried when he first saw us, and he's straight away, as soon as he's out, he's taken to us. So I think he's pretty chilled. He'd adapt well to anywhere, and yeah, none of that kitten silliness going on.
Fantastic. And just a bit of detail on Tosca. He's 6 years and 3 months, is that correct?
It is.
Yep, and he's a male. He's a domestic medium hair cross and tabby in colour.
He is. He has a very cute little white chin, and yeah, his medium hair. There's quite a lot of it. He's probably not far off being a long haired boy, and he's got a beautiful bushy tail.
Fantastic. So, and his animal ID number is 957661. That's 957661, and we'll be repeating that the end of the program. You've also got Jenny nearby as well.
We did. I did pop to visit Jenny. She's actually fast asleep at the moment, very snuggled up. I must say, looking particularly cute. So we had a look. My kids are like, oh my goodness, she's the image of Oscar. She's a ginger cat. We have one exactly the same. So a short-haired ginger five-year-old girl. Loves the pat, loves the cuddle, just a little bit nervous. So might take a little time to sort of warm up to her home, so she just needs some love and cuddles.
Fantastic. And Jenny's ID number is 965812. Sharon, thanks a lot for heading down to our cat adoption centre to tell us all about these two gorgeous cats.
Well, thanks for sending me down to have a cuddle with the cats. I can't think of a nicer way to spend a bit of time.
And listeners, head on down to 2 Gracie Street this weekend to meet either Jenny or Tosca this weekend. I think it's the best way to spend a weekend. Plus, if you're on school holidays with your kids, it's a great time to settle them in.
It's perfect too.
Thanks a lot for joining us on Pets Aloud.
Thank you. Cheers, guys. See you later.
Okay, so that was our fundraising staff member, Sharon Elliott, joining us to tell us about our two adoptable cats. Now it's time for our news segment. Alan, what's on the top of our news?
Well, the first one is we've got some stories going up on the website about some dogs who have come in who've had various conditions that we've treated. And the first one is a lovely little Staffy. He's about 10 months old, and he came in. He had a type of fracture called an avulsion, where basically a very strong muscle pulls a piece of bone away. So he couldn't walk on that leg, but basically we fixed it, so we pinned it, and he spent some time recuperating in foster care and has gone off to a lovely home. So
fantastic.
That's our story on our website.
So if you'd like to read about Richie's story, check it out, dogshome.com. You are listening to Pets Aloud on Joy 94.9. We're going to take a track now, and right after that we're going to chat about skin conditions and allergies. You're on Joy 94.9. You've noticed your pooch or cat shaking their booty and itching about. Well, you should tune in as we speak skin conditions and allergies all throughout the program today. Now, I'm not sure if you know, but skin conditions and allergies make up half the vet consultations that we see at the Frank Soundways Clinic. Skin conditions and allergies can often be complicated to diagnose, as varying disorders also present similar symptoms and can be indicators of your pet's general health and well-being. The most common allergies include flea dermatitis, environmental allergens, and systemic or food allergies.
That's right. So lots of different conditions. Lots of skin diseases is allergy-based, and then often if it's not treated properly, they develop infections on top of that, so it can deteriorate quite quickly.
So just at this point, Alan, if we've got listeners out there that are concerned, when should they actually consult their vet?
I think as soon as they notice anything untoward, they should consult their vet, because the longer you leave it, the more difficult it gets to treat, and potentially the more expensive it gets to treat, and the longer it takes to resolve. So
hop on it quickly.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's start off on the top with things that do hop about. Fleas.
Yes. So often flea allergy is probably the commonest skin condition that we see in dogs, and often people don't believe that it's actually flea related, because they can't find any fleas. So fleas only spend maybe 10 to 15% of the time on the animal. The rest of the time they're in the environment. And also some dogs and cats become allergic to the flea saliva that it injects when it bites the dog. So they only need to be bitten a very few numbers of time, and they come up with this reaction all over. which is very uncomfortable.
It is. And in terms of diagnosing this, how can you? Like, as you said, because sometimes you can't see them.
Yeah, well, one thing is it tends to be quite an obvious pattern. So they tend to be itchy along their back and their tail base. And if you run your fingers along, they kind of squirm. Often, even if you don't see fleas, you'll see flea dirt, which is like little black flecks in the skin. Okay. And if you damp that, because there's a lot of blood in there, if you damp it, it turns pink. So you can either put it on some wet white paper and it, like, the blood kind of leaches out, or you can pick it up with sort of wet cotton wool and it turns pink.
And how often should you be doing this, for instance?
Well, I mean, it depends dog to dog, but certainly most dogs should be treated for fleas on a monthly basis. Mm. So that's the main part of treatment and the main part of prevention, I guess. Mm-hmm. Often people think, well, I use a flea shampoo on my dog, but flea shampoos only work when the animal's actually wet, and once they're dry, they generally don't have any residual effect, so they're actually not very effective at all.
Oh, wow.
Yep. So really you need to be using either a spot-on, or you can get oral preparations as well, which work for the whole month, and that's the best way to avoid it.
Look, and a month goes by really quickly. Are there any tips that you take on board yourself to remind you? You've got quite a few pets.
I guess do it on the first of the month.
Every month.
Yeah.
Excellent. That's good enough. That's simple
enough.
Reminder. Yes. Yep. Okay. So environmental allergens, that's another one.
That's right. Pets can become hypersensitive to any substance that they encounter in the environment. And now that can happen in two ways. Either they can inhale it. So that tends to be things like pollen, plant material, molds, house dust mites are another common one. And that's known as atopic eczema. So inhaled allergens. The other one is direct contact, and that tends to be things like grass and plants, things like wandering dew, kikuyu grass, and that's much more common. It seems to be much more common in Australia, whereas in the UK, where I come from, inhaled allergens seem to be much more common. Maybe because dogs lived indoors more, and house dust mites are really common because people have carpets there. So,
can it be because there's a lot of older homes too?
Possibly, yeah. And I suppose they just build up over time.
Yeah.
But basically, these dogs, again, they're kind of itchy all over, especially with the contact allergies. It tends to be their tummies and groins that get really itchy because there's very little hair there. And basically, again, you need to visit your vet. They probably need some anti-inflammatories. You can get special shampoos. Oatmeal shampoos are really good to soothe the skin. And one thing that's good, if you know that your dog's allergic and you take him to the park or he's out in the yard, if you just hose him down when you come home, then that removes all those allergens. So it's quite a good thing to do.
Hose them down, towel them down, and then they're nice and clean when they come indoors. Lovely. Excellent. Okay, well, we've got a couple more to get through. You're on Pets Allowed on Joy 94.9, and we are looking at skin conditions and allergies. If you have a question for Dr. Allen, he is in the house. He's ready. He's here to answer them. So get in touch with us. You can SMS us on 0427 Joy 949. Or email onair@joy.org.au. This is Pets Allowed on Joy 94.9, and we are looking at itchy and scratchy issues when it comes to your pets. Now, up before the messages, we did talk about flea dermatitis. We also looked at environmental allergens,
which are probably the two most common ones. Certainly flea dermatitis is the most common one. I suppose the third allergy is food allergy, and people always think this is really common, but actually it's nowhere near as common as they think it is. It probably only makes up about 5% of allergic skin disease. And basically what happens is the dog becomes allergic. It's normally allergic to a protein source in the food that it's eating. So that can be beef, it can be chicken, it can be fish, it can be pretty much anything that's in there. And the way vets diagnose this is they put your animal onto a very restricted diet which doesn't contain that protein source for a period probably of about 3 months, and you have to stick to it really, really strictly. And if your dog is allergic, then over that period the skin disease goes away and gets much better. And then at the end of that period, you can start adding in little bits of other proteins just to see if they tolerate them. But that's...
Is it, in a way, immediate, the reaction?
It's quite a slow thing. So, the reaction's probably quite immediate, but to actually get it to settle down, you need to keep to these diets really strictly for a long, long period.
And there's been a lot of research in terms of humans and how food allergies are on the rise. Is this something that's reflected in the animal world?
Honestly know. I mean, I think, and I don't know about humans, whether it's just people are more aware of it, and so people seek diagnosis. But it's certainly, you know, it's certainly something that's been around and we've known about for a long, long time. Mm-hmm. And I suppose one thing that has changed is the diets that we use to treat the diseases are actually much better now. So it used to be that they were made of a very... the idea was that your dog had never been exposed to that protein before. Mm-hmm. So you'd get diets made of really weird things like duck or salmon or whatever. Whereas now what we do is we treat the protein to break it into little chunks, and okay. those chunks are too small for the body to recognize.
So. Sure. Now, we've looked over three of the most common allergies and skin mm-hmm. conditions, mm-hmm. and it sounds like a lot of the symptoms are quite similar. How do you as a vet work out when someone's brought their pet to you and they've presented these sorts of symptoms? How do you work out what they have?
Well, I think generally you get a bit of a feel for where the lesions are, first of all, so that tends to point you in a direction. And basically, it's like any diagnosis, it's a question of ruling things out, and you start off with the most common things. So the most common thing is flea allergy. So even if you're not, even if you don't think the dog has got flea allergy, if it's not on good flea treatment, you have to put it on good flea treatment to rule that out. Mm. And once you've ruled that out, then you follow it down the chain. So you know, you may have to do some testing. So we can look at things like skin scrapes. We can look at hair pluckings. We can even just use it. Sometimes we just use sticky tape and stick it on the skin. Okay. And then we can stain that up and see what sort of bugs and things are there. So it's just a process of elimination.
So you're quite, you turn into quite the investigator of health.
That's right. That's what,
when it comes to this.
That's what diagnosis
area.
Is like. And you kind of, so you make a list and you just work your way through.
Fantastic. Okay. Well, shortly we'll be troubleshooting some questions that people have, very common questions that they have in terms of skin-related issues. Before we do, though, there was a very special skin case, or currently is, at the Frank Samways Veterinary Clinic. Do you mind briefly telling us about this one?
So we had a dog who came through as a stray, really nice dog, and he was going up for adoption, and so he was having his surgery, and I think it was after his surgery we noticed that he wasn't healing very well, and then we sort of noticed that he was looking a bit saggy, so a bit like a Shar Pei. And basically we discovered that he had a condition called Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, which means that the collagen in his skin doesn't form properly, so his skin is very, very fragile, so it sort of tears almost like paper, which obviously isn't great for a dog who's going to spend time down the dog park playing with other dogs.
Quite a young dog too.
Bit of rough and tumble. But thankfully one of our adoptions nurses agreed to take him on because she had fostered him for a little bit. So she's looking after him and he's doing quite well. I mean, every so often he gets a little wound, and if he it's you know, if he scratches himself he can tear his skin. So but he's a really tolerant dog, and he's having a really happy life.
Well, that's really good to hear, and maybe we might be able to get an update further mm-hmm. down the track from the vet nurse that adopted him. Yeah. Well, this is Pets Allowed on Joy 94.9, and all throughout today's program we are talking about skin conditions and allergies. Of course, you can get in touch with us by SMSing us on 0427 Joy 949 or emailing onair@joy.org.au.
You're listening to Pets Allowed on Joy 94.9.
Thank you, Mr. Mike Larkin, for that message. You are indeed on Pets Allowed on Joy 94.9, where it's gone to 23 minutes to 1. Hope you're having a fabulous Friday afternoon. The weekend is near. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I know.
Which means you should actually head down to Gracie Street, yes. number 2 Gracie Street, and consider adopting a cat. Cats above 6 months for all of April. Their fees will be waived, so that means that you'll be saving yourself $95, but also, you know, saving and offering a second chance at life for a deserving cat. Now, all throughout the program, we are having a chat about skin problems. We've got a few questions that are quite common at vet clinics, so let's go through them. Now, I have a dog mm-hmm. or a cat, and it won't stop sneezing. What does this mean?
We've been talking quite a lot about allergies before, and I suppose people with allergies tend to sneeze quite a lot. Mm. I don't think it's quite the same with dogs and cats, although it could be allergic. It's much more likely due to something else. So certainly with cats, viral infections will make them sneeze, and infections in dogs can make them sneeze. Other things like foreign bodies, so they can get grass seeds or blades of grass stuck up their nose, and that'll make them sneeze, because obviously that's irritating.
Yes.
Or I suppose in the worst possible scenario, dogs and cats can get tumours growing up their nose, and that'll sort of make them sneeze and give them a bit of nasal discharge.
So that's quite severe.
So it's quite
Is there a difference, though, when they sneeze? Is there a presence of blood, perhaps?
There can be, but you can get blood just with lots of inflammation. So okay. I suppose that's why if they keep sneezing, you probably need to get it checked out, and your vet may well want to take some x-rays or have them give them an anaesthetic so they can have a look under there just to see what they can find.
Yeah. And just in terms of like an immediate treatment, is there anything that
No. So I think if it's something that's carrying on, you really need to get it checked out.
Sure. All right. My cat or dog is constantly chewing their foot. What does this mean?
Well, if it's all their feet, that can be a sign of the kind of contact allergy dermatitis that we saw before, because obviously their feet touch the plants and the grass and whatever. Although some dogs will lick their feet and chew their feet because they're a bit anxious. It's a bit like people biting their nails.
Okay.
It's quite often they're little white dogs, and because they've got proteins in their saliva, their feet go brown. So that's, you can tell that they're licking too much because they've got these brown feet. Because it's normal for them to clean their feet. So a normal dog will lick its feet. So it's only if it's excessive, and that's when you tend to get this brown staining.
And what about cats?
Cats overgroom as well, but you don't tend to get the same sort of foot thing with cats, I guess. Mm. It tends to be more all over.
Okay. My dog is constantly chewing his or her tail base, and I can't see any signs of fleas.
We kind of dealt with this earlier, didn't we? You don't always see fleas, and you don't always see flea dart. So if you don't know that you don't have fleas unless you're treating for fleas with something really good. So you have to get them on treatment. Other things that will make them chew their tail base, sometimes their anal glands will be impacted. They've got these scent glands that sometimes get a bit full and uncomfortable, and they'll chew around there just to try and relieve that. You see them scooting their bum along the floor with that as well. So,
and that's flea related.
They can be fleas, but it tends to be more the anal glands.
Okay. Yep. My dog rubs his face on the floor after eating. I've seen this so many times. Mm-hmm. What does this mean?
That's just normal. I think it's just a happy dog, relaxed dog, marking scents. Mine quite often rub them along the sofa as well. So I don't think it's a sign that there's any issues. Although some dogs will get what's called lip fold dermatitis. So especially dogs like Cocker Spaniels, I suppose, with pendulous lips. So with that, you'll notice that the sort of folds of skin there are red and inflamed looking. So that obviously needs some treatment.
Okay, so we've had this one before, actually. We've moved house and my cat is constantly grooming.
So again, just like with dogs, grooming can either be a sign of skin disease, so cats get allergic to things as well. But a lot of cats will over-groom, especially if there's been a lot of change, because they're stressed. So if you just moved house, that's quite likely. So there are various things you can do. So plug in pheromones, help to relieve the stress, make sure your cat's got the same bed that it had before, take all that with him. Sometimes it's a good idea to put them into a cattery during the actual move so that they're not stressed out by that. They go from one house to another house and there isn't all the sort of trauma. So that's kind of the main thing, I guess.
And often people, when it comes to treating their pets, they will ask us, how do I give my pets their tablets for treatment? What would you suggest?
At home, I've always done it with a treat. So either some ham or a little bit of cheese or chicken works really well, and just wrap the tablet in that. The other thing, if that doesn't work or if you want to do it in a meal, I would probably give them it in a little bit of wet food. So crush the tablet with two spoons. Put it in a little bit of wet food when they're hungry and don't feed them anything else until they've eaten that. If you put it in a big bowl of food, they can eat around it. And especially with things like courses of antibiotics that you have to give twice a day for maybe a couple of weeks, if you train them to do it, so putting it in a little bit of food and they don't get anything else until after that.
But Alan, I've known pets and I've had pets that have spat them out.
Yeah. So that's you'll find something that works.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, you can pop them down their throat, but I think if you're going to do that, it's probably worth popping into your local vet's and asking either the vet or the nurse to give you a demonstration and just show you what to do.
So getting the technique down pat.
Because it is a technique and you don't want to hurt them and they don't want to hurt you. So
fantastic. Now, finally, are there any particular breeds that are more susceptible to allergies?
There are. The famous one is the West Highland Pink Terrier. So Westies have a real genetic predisposition to allergic skin disease.
Okay.
They don't seem to be as bad here as in the UK, maybe, but certainly Westies are the big number one. Shar Pei's get lots of skin disease. Staffies get skin disease. Labradors, pretty much anything, but certainly Westies are the big one for allergic skin disease.
Alrighty, well, do keep that in mind. It's obviously not a problem that should stop you from adopting. It's just something that you should keep in mind if you do adopt any of those breeds.
Yeah, and I suppose the other thing about skin disease to remember is people often get frustrated with vets when they're treating it because it's often something that can't be cured. It's something that has to be managed long term. So you can't walk in expecting to come out with 100% pure cure and it'll never come back.
Exactly. Well, look, if you found this information helpful, fantastic. But if you do have any more questions about skin allergies and conditions, do get in touch with our Frank Samways Veterinary Clinic on 9329 2755, or you can visit in person, One Boundary Road, North Melbourne. Alan's there. We've got a bunch of other vets, of course.
12 vets there. So.
And vet nurses and our ladies at the reception are awesome. So do pay us a visit. You can also email us at any time. Check out our profile page, Pets Allowed, at the joy.org.au website. This is indeed Pets Allowed on Joy 94.9. The show does continue with cats right after these.
Hi, I'm Kylie and I have a domestic short-haired cross. He's a ginger called Bowie, after David Bowie. Bowie was adopted from the Echuca shelter, so I saw him online on the website and I fell in love with his little face, so I drove up to the Echuca shelter one Sunday morning and adopted him, and he's been a joy ever since. So we've only had him for about 8 months, but he makes my partner and I laugh.
My name's Sharon and I have a pet cat called Whisper. She's 16 now, very elderly and very special. She actually came out from the UK with us 9 years ago. We always joke that it costs more to bring her and her friend out than it costs to actually bring the children out. But wouldn't be without her. She's still going strong, rules the house.
So when you get home, he is there at the door just meowing. When you leave the room, he's meowing after you, trying to find you. 5 o'clock in the morning, he's meowing, wanting to come into the bedroom. He's just, if you talk to him, he actually meows back at you, which is quite funny. So it's like you're having a conversation with a cat.
So I'm Bryony. I've got two cats, Kitsa and Mia. Cats have a... It's more a vibe with cats. They make you feel special in the little things that they do. Especially with Mia, the girl. She's so timid that when she does give you attention, you know that it's because you've won her heart and makes you feel a bit special.
Hi, my name is Rebecca. I have a beautiful cat. His name is Oliver. He's 14 years old. He's been my constant companion all those years, and I wouldn't say he's your typical cat because he loves affection all the time. He's a very big smoocher. I love him with all my heart.
Mike's on.
That's very cute.
Yes, we do have a lot of cat fans at the Lost Dogs Home, haven't we?
Yeah, and if you've been looking at our website, you will know that we have got lots and lots of cats as well. So following the success of recent adoption drives, so I think we did it for about a week in February, didn't we? For the entire month of April at the Lost Dogs Home North Melbourne shelter, we will be waiving the adoption fee of $95 for cats aged 6 months and over. Each one comes fully health checked, de-sexed, vaccinated, wormed and microchipped, which would cost you well more than $300 if you choose to do it yourself. And if they've required anything like dental or orthopaedic work, that's all done before they go up for adoption so that we can give them a home. Prospective adopters need to prepare by completing the pet license test in order to get the discount. To do this, you go online, visit petlicense.com.au, and if you're renting, you will need to get permission from your landlord.
That's right.
Before you can adopt.
Alan, you can speak to this personally because you've recently adopted from the home.
Yeah, about 2-3 months ago, I got a kitten, I have to say, because I've got dogs and I thought he'd get on better with them. But no, he's great. I have a black kitten called Johnny Jet.
Nice.
And he's so fun. They talk about, you know, on the Vox Pop, they talk about how they make you laugh, but he's so funny. He does things like fall off the sofa. You know, you think of cats are supposed to be really elegant and whatever, but
yeah.
He just... does these cartwheels. He he doesn't go outside much, but when we're at home, he goes out, and we've got this tree in the backyard, and he fell out of the tree the other day. And I just thought, that's so funny, because cats aren't supposed to do that.
No, well, look, they try and be elegant, and they can be very elegant, but they're also accidental comedians, I think. Like they can just reduce you into a fit of laughter just by doing those sorts of things without, you know, realizing it. And then they sort of pick themselves up and go, well, what are you laughing at? What did
and
I do?
He teases the dogs. He's terrible with the dogs. For the first probably 3 hours, he hissed at the dogs, and by the end of the first night, he was fine with them. And now, every so often, you walk into the kitchen or something and see the cat's head in the dog's mouth, and it's all quite normal. They just play constantly.
Well, obviously, you're keeping an eye on it as well, though, making sure that they are getting along and learning their boundaries.
You know, you have to make sure that he's always got somewhere to get away to.
Yeah,
somewhere
exactly.
High. But he's the one that starts it. It's not the dog. So.
Well, look, if you have the home and the heart for a cat, come along this weekend to the Lost Dogs Home, to Gracie Street, North Melbourne. Come along just to meet. It's nice just to hang out with cats, as Sharon did earlier in the program. See who is up for adoption. And, you know, if it's not the right time to adopt, you might consider volunteering and foster caring for the home. So it's always a good way to spend a weekend. And it's going to be a horrid weekend in terms of weather, I believe. So come on down. We're open throughout the weekend. You are on Join 94.9, and this is Pets Allowed.
Joy 94.9.
It's time to break free and have fun in the sun and surf right here in our own backyard on the Gold Coast. Famous for fun, that's our Gold Coast. It's easy to get to as it's just up the road. Golden beaches, World Heritage rainforests, cuddle a koala, browse the boutiques. With world-class entertainment, it's an endless playground. Gold Coast, famous for fun. Book your holiday today and let the fun begin. Visit goldcoast.com. Joy sponsor.
Sick of being shocked by your energy bills? Like to know how much you're spending on power each day? Then take control with the Pipit in-home energy display and start saving money now. For more info, go to freedomtosave.com.au or see us on stand P30 at the HIA Home Show. Joy sponsor.
This is Dog Dates, your pet's community calendar.
It is indeed time for Dog Dates, where it's actually 4 minutes to one, so not too far away. Coming up in April, Alan?
So that's right, on Saturday the 26th of April and Sunday the 27th of April, National Pet Register have some dates, microchipping dates, up in Brisbane. So the first one on the Saturday is at Chermside, 7 Brigade Road, Murphy Park, Chermside, 12 to 3, and the cost is $15. Mm-hmm. And the second one is at Milton Park, 316 Milton Road, Milton, and that's on Sunday the 27th from 12 to 3. Again, it's $15 for a microchip, and bookings are essential, which you can do on petregister.com.au.
Yes, do check that out. And in terms of the weather, it is going to be drizzly. So why not consider just hanging out at home, maybe doing some indoor exercises. Kev does a lot of hide and seek with his dogs. So hides sort of treats that they can sort of run after and sniff around for. You can do lots of games like that indoors. And if you're going outdoors, you know, put on your raincoat. And just head out for a great walk. The beach is always really nice to walk along, I think.
Yeah, and there'll be no one there.
There'll be no one there, exactly. You have it all to yourself and your pooch. And they love the water no matter what, especially your lab.
Not the little old ones.
And the elderly ones, what are some things to consider when it's cold, Alan?
Oh, I suppose just make sure they've got bedding, keep them inside, keep them warm and dry.
Yeah. That's good. All right.
As winter comes.
As winter comes, it's approaching, and it's certainly let us know these last few days. So we're coming towards the end of the program where we remind people of our pets of the week.
That's right. We had Tosca, who is our six-year-old big domestic medium long hair male cat. His ID number was 957661. And there was Jenny, who was asleep when we were there. She's a five-year-old ginger domestic short hair, and her number was 965812.
And they're both, of course, aged above 6 months, which means that their fees of $95 have been waived.
And they're ready to go.
So do consider it. We're at 2 Gracie Street, North Melbourne, and our contact number is 9329 2755.
Or go to dogshome.com.
Exactly. We've got loads of information there. If you want to find out about all the things we do, check us out there. There's lots of info about our volunteer program, our foster care program. Everything is there. Mm-hmm. Well, that brings us to the end of another edition of Pets Allowed. We hope you've enjoyed it. Thank you, Alan.
Thank you.
What's your weekend looking like?
I'm working tomorrow, and then it depends on the weather on Sunday. Housework, probably.
Yes, that sounds like my weekend. Well, thanks a lot for joining us. And don't forget to
walk your dog
and pat your cats. You're on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.